Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson, Madam Undersecretary General for Human Rights, distinguished panelists, delegates, indigenous peoples, representatives, ladies and gentlemen. As we gather here today to address critical issues in the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, I will focus on the huge gap that exists between the law and reality. That is the implementation gap. Article 38 of the UN Declaration that requires that the states, in consultation and cooperation with indigenous peoples, shall take the appropriate measures, including legislative measures, to achieve the ends of this declaration. This article encapsulates the key ideas that should guide our effort: the necessity of active, meaningful collaboration with indigenous peoples in every step of the legislative and policy processes. It calls for more than just the creation of norms or the adoption of plans. It demands that indigenous voices and representatives become a central part of decision-making, implementation, and evaluation of laws and policies. The spirit of Article 38 is clear. The rights of indigenous people are not to be imposed from above, but realized through partnership and mutual respect. However, as we look around the world today, we see a persistent and disturbing discrepancy between the commitments enshrined in documents like the Declaration and the reality experienced by indigenous peoples in the ground. This is the heart of the implementation gap, a gap between noble intentions of states and the lived experience of the people these policies are meant to protect. Let us examine this gap more closely. First, there is often a lack of genuine consultation. Too frequently, states invite indigenous people to table, but their input is neither adequately considered nor integrated into the final decision. However, Article 38 calls for collaboration as equals. Without true consultation, policies are likely to be at odds with the needs, priorities, and cultural values of indigenous peoples, leading to ineffective or even harmful outcomes. Some of these outcomes could expose indigenous people to the risk of extermination. Second, even when adequate legislation is adopted, the challenges of implementation are multiple: resources constraint, bureaucratic inertia, and conflicting political interests often result in situations where laws remain largely symbolic. This is specifically concerning in areas such as land rights, environmental protection, and cultural preservation, where delayed or inadequate implementation can have irreversible consequences. For example, while some countries have recognized the land rights of indigenous people on paper, these rights are frequently undermined by extractive industries, infrastructure projects, and agricultural expansion, often with criminal impunity. Moreover, the enforcement of these rights often falls short. Indigenous peoples continue to face significant barriers when seeking justice before national courts or through international mechanisms. These barriers include legal costs, discriminatory practices, and sometimes outright violence and intimidation. Third, we need to address the structural inequalities that support the implementation gap. Indigenous people have historically been subject to colonization, dispossession, and systemic discrimination, which continue to manifest in socioeconomic disparities today. Without addressing these root causes, even well-intentioned policies will struggle to make a meaningful impact. We need to tackle the issues like poverty, access to education, healthcare, and political representation. These factors that are strongly connected with the successful realization of indigenous people's rights. So, what can be done to bridge this gap? The first and most crucial step is to reframe the relationship between state and indigenous people as one of the true partnership between governments. This requires moving beyond the mindset of consultation as a formality, to seeing it as a fundamental democratic practice, a constant dialogue. Indigenous people must be engaged as co-creators of the policies that affect their lives, with their knowledge system, governance, structures, and cultural practices fully respected and integrated. Successful examples of this approach do exist. Co-management of natural resources where indigenous people share decision-making power with the state authorities has led to better environmental outcomes and strengthening community resilience. In countries where indigenous legal traditions are recognized alongside state law, there has been progress in upholding the right of indigenous peoples in a way that is consistent with their cultural values and traditions. The second key step is to ensure that necessary resources are allocated to support the implementation of indigenous peoples' rights. This means investing in capacity building for both indigenous people and state institutions so that they can effectively enforce rights recognized under international and national law. It also means holding a state accountable when they fail to meet their obligation under UNDRIP, including mechanism of redress. The third step concerns the need for monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of indigenous people's rights at the national and local levels. This shall involve indigenous people themselves. Transparent reporting and independent and impartial reviews can also play a crucial role in identifying gaps and driving continuous improvement. To conclude, we must acknowledge that achieving the ends of UNDRIP is not a one-time task, but an ongoing commitment as global challenges such as climate change, economic inequality, and political instability continue to evolve. So too must our approach to protecting and promoting indigenous people's rights. The implementation gap is not merely a technical issue. It is a matter of justice, equity, and human dignity. Bringing this gap requires more than just policy reform. It demands a strong will for a fundamental shift in how states interact with indigenous peoples. By honoring Article 38 of the Declaration, we can work toward a future where indigenous people's rights are fully realized, not just in law, but in their daily lives across the world. Thank you very much.